You are listening to the Old Mole Variety Hour on KBOO 90.7 FM Community Radio. On Friday, January 22nd, 5 to 6:30 p.m., Portland State University and the Portland State University Foundation host an online panel on the 48th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. Panelist Loretta Ross, author of Radical Reproductive Justice, joins director Jan Hocken and physicians featured in the film Our Bodies, Our Doctors, and attorney Leah Rutnam with the ACLU of Washington. They map the road ahead for reproductive justice as the right-wing Supreme Court seems poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. For more information, go to the Road Ahead for Roe Facebook event page. We now turn to Jan Hocken in her role as an old mole, talking with Destiny Houston about the Inaugurate Justice rally, march, and caravan that will be held on Wednesday, January 20th. Jan?
Welcome to KBOO, Destiny Houston.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Destiny, you've been involved for some time with Kid-Centered March for Black Lives events, and you're a member of the Defend Democracy Coalition that is organizing a local event, Inaugurate Justice, at Irving Park in Portland, January 20th, 4 to 7 p.m. Before taking up the event plan for the day of the inauguration, can you tell us about the Defend Democracy Coalition and how this group formed during the November election?
Yes, absolutely. So it's pretty incredible. When we were coming up to the election, a group of people realized that either way, depending on if Trump was reelected or if Biden was elected, that there would be fallout from white supremacists, and that it was important to develop a coalition. So a group of people started this and ended up getting 50 different organizations to sign on. And the focus is on being in a position to respond to white supremacy, to let people know that we are not going to stand for that in our city, and also to make a greater call nationwide to hold people accountable. And it is also because we intend to hold the Biden administration accountable since he's been elected. The focus will now be on holding the Biden administration accountable for climate change and taking action for our climate, for Black Lives Matter, for looking at indigenous rights. So the different things that are close to all of our hearts, those of us that truly care about the direction of our country.
And the tagline is many fights, same struggle. And you spoke about that struggle. You were one of the speakers at the November 4th Count Every Vote rally and march that was put on by the Defend Democracy Coalition. Can you say a bit more about why it's important for social justice, racial justice, climate justice groups, economic justice, a broad-based coalition of progressive organizations to come together specifically on the night of the inauguration, which I think is another important kind of a bookend to the first event on November 4th. Hopefully it'll be part of an ongoing series of actions. Why the night of the inauguration?
Again, focusing on the kind of the mission of the Defend Democracy Coalition is to show up for these big moments, to show support. I think it's so important that we hold an event for the inauguration so that people can see that we support the Biden administration, that we are going to start right off with Inauguration Day, holding them accountable. I also, for me personally, I look at it as a show of safety and love for the Black community and for the BIPOC community, who will bear the brunt of the fallout from white supremacists, even just in terms of having to be more alert, of being afraid, of having to witness so much hatred. So for me personally, holding an event on Inauguration Day is so important to let people know that, first of all, we're keeping our word. We are going to show up to defend democracy. We're going to hold the Biden administration accountable, and we're going to be there for the BIPOC community to show that, specifically to Portland, for instance, that love is going to win over hate in our city.
The concern about the right-wing siege on the Capitol last week and threats of violence, planned staging of various right-wing events around the inauguration. It sounds like you're saying we have power in numbers and in the strength of our vision.
Yes, absolutely. And yes, to touch on more specifically what you said, it's important for many different organizations to come together to form a coalition so that we're pooling resources and also narrowing our focus. It's been also amazing to watch that an organization is able to bring something forward and say, can we all get behind and support this? So there have been a few times where I've watched that be really powerful already in the short time that this coalition has been together.
Can you speak to that whole dynamic of building a coalition? Because there's a broad social justice, progressive vision, and just as the right comes together in its own intersectional politics around anti-government, you know, white supremacy, other forms of racism, anti-immigrant, anti-Semitic, homophobic, sexist values, and an ideology that is very counter to what progressives hold dear. There are cross currents that bring progressive organizations together. But what do you think some of the points of cleavage or tension or issues that have to be worked through in building a coalition, a broad-based racial and social justice coalition?
That's a very good question. To truly build a strong coalition, of course, takes time. One of the major hurdles to get past is that when you come together as a coalition, many people have not worked together before. And under the circumstances we're currently living in with COVID, there's not an opportunity to be together in space and to really get to know each other in person, which even over Zoom, while that is helpful, there's just certain things you don't learn about a person online. So that's definitely one hurdle. And I would say, well, I see this as a hurdle, but also as something that's really positive for bringing a coalition together. For instance, centering Black lives. So when people are really passionate about their cause and their focus, it can be tricky, especially in Portland. You know, we're dealing with a mostly white city, and it can be difficult in Portland to elevate BIPOC voices and to make sure that in every single area that we care about as progressives, that we're centering Black lives and helping people see how everything is connected to centering Black Lives Matter and Indigenous rights and just the BIPOC community in general. So I feel like that in the climate we're in, there has been amazing support for that. And people are way more open to listening and to learning and to growing and finding a way to truly allow Black voices to be heard across all different areas of the progressive platform.
And that these dynamics emerge around, you know, when to have events, who's going to plan the program, who's going to speak, and various leadership roles. You were saying that a lot of this working through these tasks that people come together to take on as a coalition require a lot of patience and care and listening.
Yes, absolutely. Personally, I have really felt supported with the Defend Democracy Coalition. We're still growing and still finding our rhythm and still finding, we're still really working on centering BIPOC voices and reaching out and getting more organizations that focus on the BIPOC community involved, taking time and really making the space to look at things that could have been done differently and could be done better. So I really see a lot of hope in Defend Democracy, in the Defend Democracy Coalition. And it's definitely challenging.
And as you were saying, people meeting on Zoom rather than people coming together in a room over a cup of soup or a beer or whatever, you know, it adds its own challenges. And that's part of what's kind of remarkable about the period of time we're living in, like your work with the kid-friendly Movement for Black Lives events that involve a lot of support for communities, as well as events themselves, educationals before marches. This is a time of incredible and admirable creativity on the part of communities and movements, as well as something really depressing. It's both inspiring and depressing.
Yes, that sums up the state of the world right now.
It's kind of very bipolar. So can you describe what will happen that evening? This is Inaugurate Justice, organized by the Defend Democracy Coalition. It'll be at Irving Park. People will be meeting there from 4 to 7. That's 12th and Northeast Fremont. Can you describe what will happen that evening, including the plan for a caravan?
Yes. They are connected events, but they are really two separate events. So the march and rally will happen at 4 p.m. at Irving Park. People will gather at 4. There will be speakers and drumming and things that we've come accustomed to seeing at a rally before a march. Then there will be a march. So basically, really simple, 4 o'clock, there'll be a rally. 5 o'clock, we will march. We're trying to do something in a time frame that allows as many people as possible to participate. Then another beautiful thing is we are offering a car caravan for this event. Now, a car caravan is really fun. It will actually be staged and start at the PCC Cascade parking lot off of Killingsworth and Albina. That is where we will get everybody in line and ready to drive safely together. It's really fun to decorate your car, to have your kids or other family members that you're bubbled with in the car with you, so that you can be, you know, yelling chants out the windows and waving at neighbors that come out to say hello. So we are offering the COVID and mobility option of the car caravan. And then we also have the march and rally at 4 p.m.
Okay, well, what a way to inaugurate. I love the title of this, Inaugurate Justice. We've still got our work cut out for us, right? But yes. We're stepping into a new moment of history, possibly with new possibilities as well as ongoing perils, as we know. Before we close, can you let people know where they can find out about and follow the plans for the Inaugurate Justice march and rally and caravan on the 20th? I know there is a Facebook page.
There is a Facebook page. There's also the Defend Democracy website. And
I think the Facebook page is Defend Democracy Coalition.
And we'll, sorry, we'll you got post me. I should have been ready for that question.
Well, I had it, but it will be there. Double information, and we'll also post it on our KBOO site. Destiny Houston, thank you so much for being with us today and for your work and the work of the coalition in launching this inauguration, this new administration, and pushing them, as we all need to do as a movement, toward a social justice platform and program. Thanks so much for being with us today.
And thank you so much for having me. Take a look at these hands. Take a look at these hands. The hand speaks. The hand of a government man.